On March 18, 1997, three Massachusetts men saved an elderly couple trapped by a collapsing dam.
A century ago, Andrew Carnegie created a fund to honor and compensate ordinary people who put their lives at risk to save others.
At 7:50 that winter morning, Leslie and Helene Faulkner were driving on a road built atop an earthen embankment that dammed a 175-acre pond. When a section of the embankment suddenly gave way, their car plunged into the deep 10-foot-wide gap that formed, where it was pinned by the torrent of water now pouring out of the pond. Though uninjured, the Faulkners were trapped inside their vehicle, which began to fill with water. Jody Roderick, 37, was among the first motorists to reach the collapse. Grabbing a hammer from his truck workbox, Roderick jumped onto the trunk of the nearly submerged car and broke its rear window. Then he climbed back up onto the roadway, which continued to crumble away into the torrent. Others arrived, among them 40-year-old Mark Munier and Stephen Morrison, 37. With Morrison and Roderick hanging onto his legs, Munier leaned far out over the breach. The three men managed to pull the couple out of the car and one by one up to safety. Although hospitalized, both Faulkners recovered.
A Century of Heroes is made possible by MSA, having a passion for safety for 90 years. For more on these heroes and the fund, visit carnegiehero.org. I'm Barbara Sieg Taylor.
And I'm David Baer.